Buddhist monks chant and strike bells in wooden blocks as mourners lay flowers, candles, and liquor at an improvised altar. It's by a subway station in Seoul's hilly, multicultural Itaewon neighborhood. Around 100,000 young partygoers, many in Halloween costumes, packed into the area on Saturday night. Near the altar is the narrow alleyway into which the crowd surged. It runs downhill to Itaewon's main street. Hours after the surge, a bar worker stood at the uphill end of the alleyway. He didn't give his name, but he told reporters what he saw from inside one of the clubs that line the alley.
We could hear some people in the crowd saying, "Don't push," but someone in the back said, "Hey, push, push," and people started screaming, and the crowd poured in toward our club.
He said minors aren't allowed into his club, but he let them in to save them.
But even after that, people collapsed at the entrance and some passed out. We tried to rescue them, but our club was at the end of the surge, and there were already three or four layers of people piled on, so we couldn't.
Police have combed the alley for clues about just what triggered the crowd surge as the country observes a week of national mourning. The National Police Agency said that they had 137 officers on the scene, but they were directing traffic and preventing street crime, not controlling the crowds. But the police should have been better prepared, says Moon Hyun Chol, who's a professor in the Department of Police Science at Sungsil University in Seoul. The large crowd didn't just gather suddenly, he says. There were plenty of signs from the day and the week before that this was going to happen. The stampede is the latest national tragedy to be seared into South Korea's collective memory. The last big one was the sinking of the Sewol ferry in 2014, which killed more than 300 people, most of them high school students. Many blamed the accident on safety violations and lax government regulation. Some South Koreans insist that their country has changed a lot since then. Others, like Chong Pu-cha, are not so sure. She lost her son on the ferry 8 years ago.
I've heard that when parents went looking for their children, some people wandered for 4 hours, going from one place to another. How agonizing that must have been. So I thought nothing has changed.
She says she survived the past 8 years with the help of fellow citizens, and she came to Itaewon to pay it forward. Her advice to the parents of the stampede victims? Find a way to say goodbye to your children. Don't be consumed by grief.
I'm worried for the parents who will live the rest of their lives thinking about their children in a prison inside their minds.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.